begin giving Hidal to the Rabbeinu Shalom, we can all make a bracha of Shechayanu, Vekimanu, Giyanu, Azman Hazeh, that Baruch Hashem was Zaycha, to begin a new Zman in the Yeshiva. Especially, who could forget, 3 years ago, we didn't begin a summer Zman. 3 years ago, we were still in the middle of Corona, the terrible Magefa, people were sick, there was decrees of why you can't open yeshivas and all that, and we taka didn't begin in the yeshiva. So that in itself shows us how much we owe the Rabbeinu Shalom appreciation that we have the ability. So we always take it for granted, and now we see, you know, we learned 3 years ago that it's something we can't take for granted. The Emma says, I didn't believe we're going to be sitting here Rosh Chodesh for Iyar, for the summer Zman. I didn't believe we're still going to be sitting here in Golos. I almost felt Gula in the ear. We have to just continue to be Mechazak Aramuna, the Rabbeinu Shalom bringing the Gula. Afal Pisha Yisma Mei, even though it's being delayed. Im Kol Zeh Achak Eloi B'chol Yom Sheyavu, we have to keep believing. Although B'nisim Asidim Ligol, that the Gula is going to happen in Nisan, and we were going through such hard times before Pesach. But Akoponim, we know Chazal tell us Hayoyim Mekoyel Tishmol, that today it's going to come if we listen to his voice. Every day is Roy that the Rabbeinu Shalom could bring the Gula. So although we're still in Golos today, and I didn't believe this Zman is going to begin here in Golos America, but here we are. We should all know that Achak Eloi B'chol Yom Sheyavoi, hopefully it's not too much longer that we're going to have the Gula. When we begin the Zman now, and we're learning Maseches Makos, I think there should be a special excitement, specifically that we're zeicha to learn Maseches Makos. And why is that? Well, firstly, Makos is tam zoy known for the geshmak of the Masechta. Taka, there's a lot of lumdis and svaris and geshmak. It's known Makos being unique. You know, Shmuel Rozovsky, the Panovich Rosh Hashiva, his thickest sefer of Shiurei Reb Shmuel, the thickest one is on Makos. So although it's the smallest Masechta, but it's the thickest one. And there's a reason for it. So that's, Stam Mazai Makos has a Gvaldik Geshmak. But besides for that reasoning, also, Grada, another reasoning you might have a Geshmak, I saw from the Chidor. The Chidor says that the Gematria of Makos is 466. And that's the same Gematria of Hirhurim, is 466. Says the Chidor, he heard from Mekubalim. And the Chidor is telling you Mekubalim, it means real, logistic Mekubalim, not any phonies or anything. The Chidor says, I heard from Mekubalim that it's a Gevaldik Segula. If you want to have a refuah on Hirhurim, learn Maseches Makos. That's what the Chidor says. Makos gives a refuah for that. I got a sword brought down somewhere else that I don't remember exactly this. I saw this in passing. I didn't think I was going to talk about it. But I saw it in passing that I forgot where this was, but there was someone who came for, he needed a refuah on having, he was always suffering from Hirhurim. Hirhurim doesn't have to mean bad Hirhurim only of Znus. Hirhurim means Tamazai, like we spoke the whole winter's mind of, you know, a person has to get in control of his mind. You have to have a healthy mindset. That's Hirhurim means any thoughts, to know how to think. So a person needed a refuah in this Indian. And he was being suggested many different refuahs and nothing was working. And what was brought down was he fasted 40 days. And min hashamayim they revealed to him, learn Maseches Makos to get healed. And he did that and he had a refuah. This is what was brought down. I don't know where I saw it, but I saw it in passing. I go upon him, there's a gevaldik segula that Makos has to taka give us training on having a healthy mindset, a healthy thought process, hirhurim, things that we're all challenged by. But even put that reasoning aside too. I don't mean out the geshmak, and I don't mean out this segula. There's another reason why there's a special excitement for Maseches Makos. And what is that? There's a minhag kadmon, an early minhag, that a yid has to come to Shemayim. A person should come to Shemayim with his mesechta. It used to be called the Olam Haba mesechta. Yidin Amol used to have their Olam Haba mesechta. Right? It says in the Gemara, they bring it down, the remembrance of the Gemara is, Ashri Misha Bolakam v'Talmud Ebiyadai. Fortune is someone who comes to Shemayim with his Talmud in his hands. So they say this is the remez. You have to have your Gemara that you're coming up to Shemayim with. You have to have your Masechta. A Masechta that you're going to be a bucky in and know it really backwards and forwards. You're coming to Shemayim with something. So most Masechtas are a quite difficult task. An average Masechta is about 100 blot. Can you imagine getting to know a bucky and 100 blot of a mesechta? It's a very difficult task. Come up to Shemayim with your mesechta. Makis is so unique. It's only 23 blot. 23 blot, and you can have a mesechta in your hands that you could come up to Shemayim with your Olam Haba mesechta, that you have something and you're a bucky in. It's like a gevaldik opportunity that this idea of having an Olam Haba mesechta. I still brought down. When they talk about this, it was a minhag kadmon. Someone who was a Talmud Muvuk of the Minchas Elazar said, I remember the Minchas Elazar had his Olam Haba Masechta was Sukkah. Imam was a buck unit backwards and forwards. And they bring down from many different Rabbanim. And it's just the last generation. That they used to be makbel this to make sure they have an Olam Haba Masechta. If you don't do it now, when you're a young bacher, don't think in 30 years from now you're going to create an Olam Haba Masechta. It's not going to happen. Now is your opportunity. And specifically, makis is a Masechta that you can really make it your Olam Haba Masechta. Together with it, I still brought down, there was a Maisa. If you go to Har Menuchas, in Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaKvar is there, you're going to see there's a kever there. Rabbi Eliezer Yosef Lederberg, Zatzal. Poi Nitman here is buried Rabbi Eliezer Yosef Lederberg. And it's brought down on his matzeva, it's written. You go check it out for yourself. It's written on his matzeva. He was only nifter 1954. It's not too many years ago. Lomad v'chozor bal peh. He learned and chazed bal peh, Yosef ma'arba alofim pam, more than 4,000 times, mesechtes beitzah v'rosh Hashanah. This is what he wrote about him, this is what it says in his matzeva. A yid that you never heard of, but obviously something very special and unique about him, that he chazed a mesechta bal peh 4,000 times. I made a cheshbon, if you want to do something 4,000 times, you're probably doing it come out every week of your life. 4,000 times? It's come out every week of your life. You got to go ahead and finish it. If you make a cheshbon. What's the story behind him? Who's this Rabbi Eliezer Yosef Lederberg that did it? He learned the sechta 4,000 times and he knew it bal peh. So the Maisa goes. So there's an Eitz Plois HaTayu, they bring it down. The Maisa was Nebuch this Yid when he was young. He was diagnosed, he was having tremendous headaches, and he was diagnosed when he went to the doctor that he needs a major surgery in his head, and because they found something, but there's a risk in the surgery that you might go blind. He might wake up after the surgery, even if successful, at least he's going to survive, but he's going to be blind the rest of his life. And you can imagine that was like almost a bomb that landed on his head. He's going to be blind the rest of his life. So he decided that if Lu Yitzui is going to be blind, how is he going to learn any Torah the rest of his life? So he decided to, he asked the doctor, how much time do I have to push off the surgery that I don't have to go into surgery? So he said he'd give him about 6 months. So the next 6 months of his life, he devoted every awake hour in chazering and learning Meseches Beitza and Rosh Hashanah. He put in all his keiches to get to know these two Meseches Baal Peh. So in the event that his taka wakes up blind, at least he'll have two mesechtes in the palm of his hands and Yul's Baal Peh, at the rest of his life, he'll have Beitza and Rosh Hashanah that he can learn. And sure enough, he went into surgery after the 6 months of learning through it and knowing about Baal Peh. And his family was davening, saying Tehillah for him and everything, crying and all that. And Lamaisa, he woke up, and Baruch Hashem, he opened his eyes and he still had eyesight. And what's brought down is, after he woke up with his eyesight, you can imagine how excited he was, but he said to himself, I can't be a kafui toiv and now just live my life regular and learn my regular things and all that. If I woke up without eyesight, my whole life would be holding on to these two mesechtas of Beitza and Rosh Hashanah. I would hold on to the rest of my life if I was blind. So I can't be a kafui toiv and not reciprocate to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, this gavaldik chesed, he gave me eyesight. And Amela, the rest of his life, although he learned his regular things and led a regular life, but he constantly chazered Baal Peh, Beitza and Rosh Hashanah again and again. And when he left this world in 1954, and was buried in Har Menuchos, he wrote his Sava right on my Matzeva one thing. That's the only thing he said. He wrote right on my Matzeva one thing. And I chazered 4,000 times. The rest of his life, he chazed it. I chazed it 4,000 times, over 4,000 times, it says, Beitza and Rosh Hashanah. And the reason why he wanted to write this, he wrote in Sava, because maybe someone will be inspired to try to copy and practice what I just did. And the Milot Kedai to write it among Matzev. This is what he wrote. Sakoponim, this is something we have to know, that although we need a Olam Haba Masechta, and although we can't, you know, I'm not saying we're going to do it 4,000 times, but Akoponim, to constantly keep chazering Makas and getting it in the palm of our hands, that we should be a Bucky in it, that you come to Shemayim, the same way if I ask you to say Ashrei, you know it, or Kriya Shema, you know Baal Peh, or Burn of Fushas, I hope you know Baal Peh, the same way you know those things, Baal Peh, hopefully you can walk away with a 23 blot Masechta, knowing a Baal Peh, being a Bucky in it, and that could be a Olam Haba Masechta, which is a Gvald Gazach of Ashrei Misha Bolakan, Vitalmude Biyodai, can literally be Mekuyim Minyu. That's the excitement that we have that we're beginning our summer's bow with the Masechta's Makas. It's an opportunity you don't have too often. I saw a Maisa that happened with the Chofetz Chaim and the Rosh Yeshiva of Radin, Rabbi Moshe Ladinsky. Rabbi Moshe Ladinsky was once traveling, and on the wagon, in those days you didn't get a flat tire, but the wagon wheel sometimes gave you issues, and the wheel fell off. And he was far away from his town, and the wheel fell off of the wagon, and they got stuck on the road. And Rabbi Moshe Ladinsky, like any Talmud Chacham, just because you travel doesn't mean your mind's empty. He was handling in his mind a gvaldika deep sugi in Yavamas. And they didn't have pocket-sized Gemaras in those days. And he needed to look up the Gemara in Yavamas. And now he's stuck on the road. And you can imagine, stuck on the road, and he's mamish in the middle of a sugi. He needs to know this Yavamas and look up the Gemara to see something with clarity. And he's mamish in tremendous pain. What should I do? Obviously, the wagon driver is fixing the wagon, the wheel for him. But he's sitting there, mamish, he's his iceman. He doesn't know what to do with himself. In a distance, he notices a kretschmer. A kretschmer was a motel in those days. He stopped off on the road. So it was, that's what he called a motel, to get food, sleep. And he noticed in a distance a kretschmer. So he said, you know, he told the wagon driver, you fix it. I just want to go to that kretschmer, see if I can find the Gemara, something I need. Well, let's see if you can find a Gemara Yavamas. So he walks to the kretschmer that he saw in the distance. And sure enough, when he gets there, it's a Yid that owns it. Very exciting, Baruch Hashem. So he runs over to the Yid that owns the Kretschmer, sitting behind the desk there, and he says to him, maybe by any chance, do you have a Gemara Yavamas? In those days, it was a rare thing that a person should have a Shas, all together was rare. Any Gemara was rare. And Yavamas, and punked. Yitaka didn't have a whole Shas, but he had a Gemara Yavamas. So he has to borrow it, and he sits down there in the corner of the Kretschmer, and he starts toiling in the Gemara Yavamas, mamish in his own world. After he resolves his whole Shveris Sugya, he gives back the Gemara, says Yashar Koyach, and he walks back to the wagon, and Baruch Hashem, everything's taken care of, and he finishes his trip. He comes back to town, to Radin, and he goes running into the Chafetz Chaim, so excited to share with him his experience, his story of Mamash Hashkocha Pratis. Punkti was a Kretschmer there, Punkti was a Yiddish owner, and Punkti was a Gemara Yevamis, Mamash, tremendous Hashkocha Pratis. And he tells over to the Chafetz Chaim the ganze story. The Chafetz Chaim looks at him, doesn't seem so excited as he was, and he looks at him and says to him, Beit Moshe, sollte sein gesund, aber in Shemayim ist nicht doch kein Kretschmer in Olam Haba. He told him, you should be healthy and live long, but don't think in Olam Haba there's a Kretschmer to go ahead and find out a Gemara Yevamos that you're missing. If you don't have it crystal clear, said the Chafetz Chaim to him, giving him Musar instead of being appreciative of the Hashkacha Pratis. He told him, if you don't have it clear, what's going to make it clear in Olam Haba for you? How are you going to have a clarity? There's no kretschmer to fill you in on that Gemara Yevamos that you're missing. A moridik a maisa. It's a gavaldik of musa to every single one of us. And especially when we're starting Makkos. Then let this be the one besechta that we have crystal clear. When we come to Shemayim, l'achamei v'esrim, we won't need any kretschmer to help us find out a Gemara on a block in Makkos that we don't know, but rather will be a bucky word for word, balpeh, the ganze mesechta. This is an opportunity that we have and a gewaldig excitement to start this ma learning Makkos. We're holding now in Yemei Svira. What are we counting? Sfiras HaOmer. What are we counting? The Mefarshim HaMedayek, in understanding what we're counting, we know we're counting Tashuots. The Mefarshim HaMedayek, that if you look in the Psukim, in Parashas Emor, we talk about all the Yom Tovim, the Yom Tov of Pesach is written down a date. There's a date in the calendar for Pesach. The date in the calendar for Sukkot. And every Yontif has a date. There is no date in the Gemara, in the Psukim, for the Yontif of Shavuos. All Pasuk says is, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, and then the Karas Metzam Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh. Count the 50 days, and then you're going to call it Mikra Kodesh. It'll be a Yontif. And it doesn't talk about, in the Psukim, the actual specific date of Sivan, of when we're going to have the Yontif of Shavuos. The Mefarshim explain that the reason why there's no date is because you make your Yontif of Shavuos. Other Yom Tovim have a date and it's a Yontif that's in the calendar. However, Shavuos is not a date in the calendar because you have to create your Shavuos. It's called Shavuos for a reason. It's called weeks. Weeks means the weeks that lead up from Pesach to Shavuos, you're making your Yontif. If you do something about it, you can make a Yontif. If you do nothing about it, you won't really have the Yontif of Shavuos. You might have Issa Malacha, because you can't do Malacha if it's Yontif, but you're not going to really have the Ashpoi Sayyim of what Shavuos is if you don't add it up and make the weeks count. How do we go ahead and make our Shavuos? What do we have to do? And it's good we're talking about this. I mean, Yichab tonight, we're already counting 19. I mean, we're come up by the halfway point. It's halftime already. 50 days, I mean, come out, we're by 25 already. We're by halftime already. And if we didn't start working on it yet, I mean, when are we expected to work on it? So Baruch Hashem, here we are. Zman started late enough. Here we are, but it's before halftime still. And we can still chap around and get an understanding of what it's about to go ahead and create our shavuos for ourselves. What are we doing? So listen to the words of the Chinuch. The Chinuch is a tremendous revelation of what we're doing with counting Sfira. And it's going to be a whole new kavana when you count Sfira tonight. In Mitzvah Shin Vav, Mitzvah Sfira Sa'imah, the 306th Mitzvah in Sefer HaChinuch, says the Chinuch, the Mitzvah of Sfira Sa'imah is, Lispor Tishav Abam Yoim, count 49 days, Mehavo Sa'imah, for bringing the Oimah that we brought on Pesach, count 49 days, all the way to the Yontif of Shavuos. What's the reason? Why does Hashem need us to count? We brought a carbon ayim and we're counting now. What are we doing? Zok techinuch. Mishroshe ha mitzvah. The root of this mitzvah. Al tzad pshat, in the most simple understanding, what we're doing every night, when we say, Ashekinishonu b'mitzvayso, what are we doing? What do you mean you're counting? You're just a robot and you count because a chazan counts us, so you follow? Or you understand what you're doing? Says the chinuch, I'll tell you what you're doing. Lefi shekol ikron shel Yisrael eino elo Torah. The whole ikra of a yid is Torah. That defines a Jew. Nothing else. Contrary to common belief, obviously. Common belief is a lot of other things that could define the Jew. But that's not what the chinuch says. The chinuch tells you, I don't care how much tzedakah you're giving, and I don't care how involved you are in the chesed in your town, I don't care whatever, the main thing is, ikron shel Yisrael, the ikr of a yid, is Torah. If you have no Torah, you're missing what it means to be a yid. No matter what else you're doing in life, you're still missing it. As I state in chinuch, we can trust the chinuch, he knows what he's talking about. It's not like just reading the Ami magazine, right? The chinuch knows what he's talking about. Says the chinuch, l'fi shekol ikron shel Yisrael eino elo Torah. The ikr of a yid is his Torah. U if they are Torah, and because of Torah, nivru shemayim va'aretz, the whole world was created for the tachlis of Torah. The ikr v'asibo shenigalu mitzrayim. The main reason why we got out of Mitzrayim wasn't just to be free people to get out of Egypt, but rather was for Torah. Tavdin osalakim bahar hazeh, to serve Hashem, to be kabbal the Torah and learn Torah. V'hi tachlis ha-toivo shalahem. And that's the tachlis of good that you possibly can have in life. If you have Torah, you have it all. If you don't have Torah, you have nothing. As I state, you know, just pause for a moment. I have a copy here of a speech that was given. Shlomi Yehuda Rechnitz spoke. Multi-billionaire. Everybody like, wow, Rechnitz, right? Here's a speech that he gave at the Vahar of Nassim in Muncie a few years ago. And over there, there was a whole arichus of what he said. But what he said, one of the things he said was, that comes into right here with this chinuch. When I speak in public, or I speak to people privately, I try to tell people and convince them to realize having money is not what you think it is. That's what Rechnitz is saying about himself. Everyone here is thinking to themselves, give me the money and I'll figure it out for myself. But I don't know what I could possibly say or what I could possibly do to really convince you that with everything that money can buy, it's still all superficial. And he goes on by Richos how, you know, how money doesn't get you anywhere. And he goes further to say, my father once went to Rabbi Yashiv. And my father said, I want a bracha that I should become rich. Rabbi Yashiv said, no, I'll give you a bracha, you shall have enough for all your needs. If it's more than that, then it's just marbe nechosim marbe daiga. More things, the more money you have, the more worries you have. So said Shlomi Yehuda Rechnitz, got his name right? Yeah. Says Shlomi Yehuda Rechnitz, I give you all a bracha that every one of you should come to a point to really understand and believe there's no greater simcha in life than limud haTorah. This is what Rechnitz, a multi-billionaire, is telling you. I've been there, I have it, and I'm telling you, it doesn't really bring happiness. It's superficial. Real happiness is in your Torah. This is what he himself is telling us. So this is mamash the words of the chinuch. But the chinuch, you're going to tell me, wasn't a multi-billionaire. Okay, but the chinuch knew what he's talking about anyway, obviously. Says the chinuch, he tachlis ha-toivah shalahem. The greatest level of Torah that you possibly can experience in life is being zoicha to having Torah. The inyan gadol hu la'em, and it's the greatest inyan that happened to the Yidden. Yoisim and Acheris me'avdus, more than getting free from Mitzrayim, was the fact that we mekabel the Torah. So says the Chinuch, based on this introduction, Mipnei Kein, Kihi Ikron Shal Yisrael, because of this, that this is the Ikr of a Yid, Nitztavinu were commanded, Limnois, to count, Mimokhras Yom Tov Shal Pesach, after the first day of Pesach, Ad Yoyin Nesinas HaTayr, we have to count. Every day, 1, 2, 3, counting Sfira. What that means is, we're counting. Why? Laharois binafsheinu, to show our whole being. We're showing. Hachefetz agodol, the great desire. El ayoyim hanichpo vanichsof ulibeinu, the great desire day that we all can't wait to get to. When we count Sfira every night, what we're doing is, we're announcing our excitement that I can't wait for the day of Kabbalah Satoira. I can't wait for the day of Shavuos, the day of Matan Toira. Ke'eved yishav tzel, like an eved that desires some shadow, some shade. You can imagine an eved is in the middle of the field and it's 90 degree weather outside. He's busy cutting wheat or collecting the wheat for his master, and he can't wait just to get out of the sun and go into some shelter. He yearns with excitement, looking at his watch. Just, when can I get out of the sun already and get some shelter? A cold drink of water. Says the Chinuch, that has to be the Yid's excitement during this period of time of Svira. Every one of us has to develop a feeling that I can't wait to the day of Kabbalah Satayra. Matan Torah is everything about me. That's what a Yid is. I can't wait to get there. And that's the excitement that we're developing every day we count Svira until we get to the 49th day and we're going to be Zeichet at the Shavuos. Hazoi shteit in Chinuch. And the emes is, you think about it, it's a little strange that we say, Hayoyim Yoyim, right? Whatever day we're up to, La'oimer, to the Oimer. Why don't we just speak to the point and speak about the Torah? Why are we counting the Oimer? The Oimer is not applicable today. There's no carbon Oimer today. And it's not really about counting from Oimer anyway. What does that have to do with Oimer? It has to do with Kabbalah's Torah. So, Be'etzim, anyways, it's strange that we're using a language and a nusach of counting Shemayna Asa Yoyim La'oimer. What's the Oimer? Ba'oimer, la'oimer, whichever minute you have. What's going on? Why oimer? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Tov Pei Tes addresses this Ha'ara and says something fascinating. He says, the reason why we count for the oimer, Afagav the Ata in Korban, there's no Korban today of oimer. And Ikasvira anyway is Lamatan Taira. So what's this Oimer? Acha Kodesh Borchu Tziva Lahavi Karbonois. The Rabbeinu Shalom commanded us, we start with a Korban Oimer on Pesach. And then when we get the Shavuos, we bring Yishtei Alechem. B'tchila Samin, in the beginning of the counting, we start with the Oimer. The Rebbeinu Shlom commanded us to bring an Oimer that comes from what? From Sa'irim, from barley. When we bring the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos, you know what that comes from? Chitim, wheat. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, barley is not, it's animal food. It's not for human consumption. Barley be'etzem is Michael Behema. Lahoyrois is coming to teach us, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The bilti Torah, without Torah, anachnu kebehemois nidme. We're like a regular behemoth. Shemacholam soir, they eat barley. And therefore, we on Pesach, when we didn't get the Torah yet, we're still like the behemoth, and that's why Oimer comes from barley. And we count 49 days till we get to the Shtei Alechem, which comes from Chitim. Because when we get Torah, we become an Adam. Kishkiblu atayro, then havidimus adam. The lechein karbonam in achitim on shvuas. Maichal adam. And therefore, tziv satayro, the Torah wants to command us and wants us to count every night from the oimer to get it into our heads. Every night when we count, we're counting more that we're getting closer and away from the behemoth, from the oimer. We're getting more away from the behemoth. We bought the oimer on Pesach, that's Michael Sa'oimer of the behemoth, without Torah on the behemoth. But I keep counting and counting and counting how much closer I'm getting to being an Adam and away from being a behemoth. Azoi state in Orach HaShulchan, Iker HaKavono L'Matan Torah, and with Matan Torah become an Adam. But on Pesach, even though we got out of Mitzrayim, without Torah, we're still like a behemoth at Sa'irim. This is the message of what we're trying to work on. When we say Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, and we're going to create for ourselves a Shavuos, what we're developing in ourselves is the feeling and excitement that I'm not anything without Torah. And with Torah, that's everything of a Yid. And that feeling and that excitement is what we have to develop every day as we get closer. Until Be'ez Hashem, we're going to create for ourselves a celebration of Shavuos of Matan Torah. But if you're just like a robot and every night you just count without thinking, you're getting nowhere. You have to think with the Zvayinus what you're doing. Kedishanu b'mitzvaysa, v'tzivonu asvira sa'imeh. You have to chap what you're counting. What was the commandment, svira sa'imeh? It needs a Zvayinus. It needs hearer. Learning Makkas might help us be maharer. But akabana, we have to maharer. We have to think. We have to be Zvayinus. It's the only way we're going to develop the right thinking and thought of what we're doing when we count to create our Yontif HaShavuos. You know, B'chatzkel says in the Moir Dikat Tefillah, when you come in the morning to Beis Medrash, if you look at the beginning of your Gemaras, the first page, is a Yiratzon that you're supposed to say. Shal Yered Vata Kol Al Yodi, Kol Kashub Dva Alocha, Gantza Tefillah. Brought down, comes to the Gemara Brachas Tav Chavches. A Tefillah you say when you come into Beis Medrash. At night, is a Tefillah you're supposed to say when you leave Beis Medrash. Moir Da'ani L'Fanecha. You're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom at the end of your day. Thank you, Rabbanu Shalom, for letting me be part of the Yoshevei Beis HaMedrash and not the Yoshevei Kronos. We have to first of all realize the appreciation that we have to have. You know, there's a bacher that's not here right now. We all know that. Not by name, but we have to use it as a message and realize some people get stuck with the Yetzer Hara and they can't even make it back to Yeshiva. It's a schus that we have, that Baruch Hashem, we had Siyat Dishmaya to come back to Beis Medrash, to come back to Yeshiva. It's not a Pasha Dazach. We have to all realize and not take it for granted. Really thank the Rabbeinu Shalom that you don't get stuck in your Yetzer Hara and not come back. It's a Moir Dikazach. You know, when you're in it, and I spoke to this Bachar, they don't even realize what a mistake they make. A mamish Yetzer Hara can wrap you around his finger and not even chap, and your mamish can't even hear and realize the mistake you're making. And you have to realize and have appreciation that you're part of the Yoshevei Samedrash, not Yoshevei Kronos. But Akoponim, Rabbi Chatzkel's Medayik, if you look at Rashi on this Gemara, and we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shlomo for being part of the Yoshevei Beis HaMedrash and not the Yoshevei Kronos, you know what Rashi says on this Gemara? You think of Yoshevei Kronos, literally means the people sitting on the street corners. Yoshevei Kronos. Says Rashi, Yoshevei Kronos chenveni. A store owner. So Bechatzel's Medayik. Whoa, we don't even mean the people that are sitting doing nothing. We even mean the people that's a store owner, a person that has a parnasa. Says Rabbi Chatzkel, what I see from this Rashi is Shloi Tefarish Yoshevei Kronos Anoshim Betalim, the bottle of people that do nothing with their life, Betzidei Kronos on the corners. No, Rashi says that's not pshat in the Gemara. Elohainu chenvayin, a storekeeper, v'umnim, and a craftsman, ho'iskim v'malachtam. On this also, the Tanoim realize that you have to thank the Rabbeinu Shlomo, chayiv lahoidus l'Hashem Yisborach. This also, we're obligated in thanking the Rabbeinu Shlomo, shezocha, that you were zoicha, that your chelik is not right now beta umnim, the people that are Bali Malacha, but rather Yoshev Beis HaMedrash. Even this tefillah, which is a tefillah I forgot which Tanah, Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. It's a tefillah of Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. The Tanoim realized that we have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for even this. Even a person that's being, you know, not wasting his day away and doing nothing with his life. He's doing something with his life. But even that, the Tanoim realized every day when they came to Beis Medrash and they left Beis Medrash, they thanked the Rabbeinu Shlolom that I'm not part of them either. It's also extra chorus that you have to give the Rabbeinu Shlolom. We can't take these things for granted. We have to realize how lucky we are to be sitting by a Gemara and being able to learn the Rabbeinu Shlolom's Torah. You know, there's about 7.6 billion people in the world. If the whole tachlis of the world, Bereshis, was Beshvil Torah, how many out of those 7.6 billion people in the world are learning Torah? The whole world was created for Torah. How many people in those 7.6 billion are learning Torah? It's not even, you can't even give a number, the right number for it, because it's 0.00 who knows what. So whenever you feel like, you know, you're just doing the thing that everybody's doing, there's no everybody doing it. Nobody's doing it in the whole Bria. In the 7.6 billion people, there's very few people that are doing the tachlis of the Bria. Do you realize how lucky you personally are that you're able to sit by a Gemara and learn the Rabbeinu Shlom's Torah? And you could open up a Chumash and read his Psukim and every other Chelik HaTorah that you learn? It's tremendous, this chus. And we can't take it for granted. We have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom tremendously for it. And this is the excitement that we're developing during Yimei Svira. When we're counting to the Yoyim of Shavuos, of the Yoyim of Matan Torah, this is the excitement that we're developing. At Baruch Hashem, I have Shaychus to Torah. Whatever your level you're on, whether you're learning in yeshiva, you're not learning in yeshiva, whatever it is, the schus to learn Torah is a schus that not everybody's zeichet to. And this is something we have to be counting, Yimei Svira, till Matan Torah. Every day, developing this excitement, this realization, Ikron shal Yisrael Einam Ela Torah. Ikron shal Yisrael Einam Ela Torah. This is the Ikr of a Yid. Running short of time. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, to Parshas Tetzaveh, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, Arbo Golus Shal Yisrael, there's four Golus in the Klal Yisrael experience. Kol Echon Nigalu Bimenu B'Zchus Echad. Each one of them, we're going to get out B'Zchus one. What does that mean? Says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Golus HaRishon Nigalu B'Zchus Avram Avinu. The first Golus, we were nigal b'schus of Avram Avinu. Shemi nigalu b'schus Yitzchak. We zeichet have gula al b'schus of Yitzchak Avinu. Shlishi b'schus Yaakov. V'harevi, he's understanding the revi means the one we're in right now. Harevi, the fourth golos that we're in today, toloi b'schus Moshe. It's toloi b'schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. says the Orech Chaim HaKadosh, listen to the words and open up your hearts and your minds. Ulozen this Orech HaGolos. And this is why this Golos has been so lengthy. Almost 2,000 years in Golos. Why is it so lengthy, this Golos? Ki kol oid shein oiskim batoira. As long as they're not being oisik in Torah properly, ein Moshe chofetz ligol am batlonim in HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's called Rabbeinu because he gave us the Torah. He's a Rebbe who taught us Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is not ready to redeem. It's in his course that we're going to be redeemed from this galus. He's not ready to redeem an am that's batlonim in HaTorah. An am that's bottled from Torah, he's not ready to redeem. And Emelo says the Orech Chaim HaKadosh, this is why we're so long in Golos, because we never stepped up to the Madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu feels comfortable that we're not an am batlonim in HaTorah, but rather we're being Oisik in Torah properly. So I saw from a Gamliel Rabinovich Shlita. He says, "V'nira shekavanosay." I think the kavan of what our Chaim HaKadosh is saying. Ein al kach she'ein loimdim klal Torah doesn't mean they're not learning Torah. He didn't say that people are not learning Torah. Sharei einenu royos. Our eyes see b'kiyumon shekol kach harbi yeshivas. There's so many yeshivas out there. Hoigim b'Torah. People are learning Torah. And yet, v'im zoyis adayin lo yinishonu, we still weren't saved. Nirish hakavanosohi, I believe the kavan of the Orech Chaim HaKadosh is saying, amashem is atzlim lilmoid, bidako is aboidoi shebeini lebeini. They're lazy in the little bits of times that they have. It means in general they show up to Seder. But there's so much in between times. Your chavrusa goes up to the bathroom, or the beginning of Seder, the end of Seder, in between something. There's so much in between and opportunities. But derech klal hein is chakos below yoidim. Below the hagrish, but you never realize how much time is slipping away from you. Vizuya atzlos. That's the laziness that the Orech Chaim is referring to in regard to Torah. And that's the area we have to be chazak in, says Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. The Am Habatlonim min HaTorah. If you put it all together, when you have an opportunity of a Masechta that you want to acquire, Bal Peh, and be a Baki in it, a Masechta's Makas that your mamash want to put in the palm of your hands and walk away with it, Milo by Milo, Bal Peh, you get the whole Masechta, 23 blah, it's not so big. It gives us a gewaldic opportunity to become taka very, very much a masmid, and not a otzel, and a am batlon batayra. All those little opportunities of time that Yechavusa walks out, or whatever it is, Yechavusa didn't show up yet, or whatever the scenario is, you have another opportunity to learn it again, the Gemara. And another again and again, you get to the 4,000 times if you use all those little moments. So you put it all together, and you realize Makkos is a time where your taka could go ahead and be mechazik in your hasmada of again and again and again the Gemara, not just four times, but 4,000 times. If we seize the opportunity of what Makkos gives us, the Ezer Hashem, all of us together, like Chazal say, one chabura could bring Mashiach, all of us together, the Ezer Hashem, when we're taka working hard and being kind and becoming a baki in Mesechus Makkos, we're going to be go together, the front line, and greet Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen.